Hi, I'm Anaya.
And hi, I'm Dom.
I want to kill him most of the time.
And I want to kill her some of the time.
And you're listening to Swift Time,
where we'll be talking about relationships, life, and the struggle.
Because it's real.
Oh, I hate it here.
Really, dude?
I hate it here.
You hate it here?
I hate it here.
Why do you hate it here? Let's unpack that.
Day. Oh, it's Valentine's Day.
But then
I
what?
Hate it here.
Oh, no.
I hate it here.
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Try again.
Mm. So, what is Valentine's Day?
A bunch load of foolishness.
What do you mean?
I mean, exactly what I said, because I think everybody classifies it as a day for love when love should be an endless thing.
Like, so explain, because if love should be an endless thing, then why do we just celebrate it on one day?
I don't know. Well, what do you think?
I asked you first.
You know, we deal with this on a day-to-day basis, and if I just ask you, what do you think?
Well, I don't know, because you're not telling me what you think. So, what do you think?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know the real background behind Valentine's Day. All I know is that at one point I used to love it and then I stopped. And I think I just loved it because of the fact that, you know, it was the one time apart from the other day that people call Halloween that I was allowed to eat endless candy and get a bunch of hearts and all of that goodness, I guess, whatever that may be.
So I've never really had a Valentine's.
Wow.
So I don't think I can express what you're feeling,
mm-hmm.
but I think I can relate, because I think my mom was my only Valentine's.
That's the cutest.
Okay, so I was a mama's boy, still am, all that great jazz,
mm-hmm.
but I love my mother, still mm-hmm. love her, you know, she's mm-hmm. great,
mm-hmm.
the whole nine,
mm-hmm.
and that was Valentine's. Every year I would find some money to go pick up the cheap bear and stuff, like, on the side of the street.
So you saying your mama cheap?
No, but it comes from the heart. See? I don't have to spend money in order to make my mama happy or proud.
Don't make me cry.
Shut your face. All I have to do is show her that I care enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I made her a picture or created her something in arts and crafts when I was little, it was always to, you know, see the smile on her face is why I did it. I didn't do it because, you know, I had the money or I didn't have the money. So
why do you think that in society we don't do the same thing when it comes to Valentine's Day? Like, you know, on social media, everybody's always doing this big extravagant thing for their significant other, doing, you know, the whole nine. I don't need to give examples, you know what I mean. And, you know, why is it that as a society, we don't have that same approach that you've had over the years towards your mother when it came to Valentine's Day?
I really think it's because humans seek validation for anything that they do. They want to be known or recognized for something. And because of the strong urge to seek validation for something, they will go big and beyond everything to impress the girl that they might not keep or impress the guy that might leave them the next day in order to feel loved, when they should be loved by themselves, right?
Mm.
You should love yourself and love God before you love any other person.
Mm-hmm.
Because for if you do not love yourself or God, you cannot truly love
mm-hmm.
anyone.
Preach.
Cannot show people the love that you do not show yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I pulled up some information on, like, Valentine's Day
mm-hmm.
and about Saint Valentine.
Who is that?
Saint Valentine, it was, I'm gonna put this in short terms.
What is
Valentine of Rome?
Mm-hmm.
He was a priest in Rome who was martyred in 269 and was added to the calendar of saint by Pope Gelasius in 496 and was buried on the Via Flaminia.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
is that Italian?
Roman, I think so.
Yeah, that's Italian.
That's
Rome.
Italian.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day was physically named after Saint Valentine
mm-hmm.
for something that he did, and it's interesting that each holiday that we celebrate has a deeper meaning if we just look it up. I just read a short something. I'm not going to go into depth about St. Valentine's or the meaning of Valentine's Day back in the olden days, mm-hmm. 269 BC or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But in a sense of Valentine's Day being something more than just lovey-dovey, kiss-kiss, mm-hmm. right? It's mm-hmm. more than just having, you know, your significant other, and it's more than just having that chocolate if you're running late for a dinner, or if you're on bad terms with your girlfriend or your wife, mm-hmm. or somebody. It's more of an internal feeling. That's what Valentine's Day is. I don't care for Valentine's Day. Never cared for Valentine's Day.
I don't understand. We married. You don't care for Valentine's Day. You spent a Valentine's Day with me, and you spent it with me last year, but you've never had a Valentine. How does that work?
Right, so every time that I've tried to have a Valentine, it always got messed up, quote unquote, because I would always do this big gesture, mm-hmm. or find something or buy something, and it would never be enough for the person that I was ever dating. Mm-hmm. So my Valentine's was always spent in my house watching cartoons, mm-hmm. after school. It was never with some girl hugged up. I always used to buy like big teddy bears, mm-hmm. and big extravagant things, and I would give it to these females, mm-hmm. and they would look at me like I'm physically stupid. Mm-mm. Because they're like, this is it? This is how much you paid for this? Mm-hmm. This is how much you get? Like, they were never looking at the meaning behind the gift. They were just looking at the price tag.
Right.
So, you know, I don't like Valentine's Day because people think it's just the price tag that matters. Mm-hmm. So I don't care for it. But yes, we spent Valentine's Day together last year, where we both brought each other gifts that we did not expect each other to bring.
Right.
It was a surprise to both of us. She brought me sticky note cards.
First of all, it was more than sticky note cards. But that was the big thing of the gift. Because, guys, what I had did was, I knew he was like a really logical person and he likes to think, and man, just getting into this guy's brain is just awesome. But what I did was, on the sticky notes, I made it into a puzzle, and I wrote him a note through the sticky notes, and he had to figure out the puzzle, and I mixed them up and I put them all over, and I put food in it because I got him like two different types of cake, and what else?
You got me carrot cake and something that I actually ate.
Wow.
I don't eat carrot cake.
I was trying to make you be healthy at the time.
Yeah.
It wasn't working out. Mm,
for people who know me, me being healthy is something that I still strive for. So,
see, this is what I'm talking about with you and your vegetables. But.
Whatever. So, what about you? What about your real Valentine's Day experience? You know, why don't you like Valentine's Day?
Well, growing up, my Valentine was always, you know, similarly, it was your mom, it was always my dad. Then I got to a certain age and my dad was dating and I was just no longer his Valentine. So, well, I was his Valentine, but not the same way I was in the past. So then I kind of started to dislike Valentine's Day and, you know, see how everybody just made a big hurrah out of it. And then eventually, I believe when I got to middle school, my friends ended up being my Valentine. So my girlfriend was like, hey, we don't need a guy, we got each other. So we just bought each other stuff, and majority of the time we would buy ourselves what we wanted and just give it to ourselves and give it to our friend and get it right back from them.
That's sad. I mean, that's
awesome. That
is not
sad, okay? Mm. That was women empowerment, all right?
Women empowerment, but yes. You had more guy friends than women.
But I had a really tight-knit girl group at the time, so
okay,
that was women empowerment. Okay,
okay. Well, I'm glad you celebrated Valentine's Day with your cluster of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, asking you guys, you know, what are your Valentine's Day pluses and negatives? Because we all have pluses and negatives of our, like, first Valentine's Day, like, the goods, the bads, and the uglies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a question for you. When we first met, what was really on your mind?
who the hell is this person butting into my conversation?
I did that a lot, didn't
I? You definitely did that.
I still do that now.
You still doing it. Irks
no
my
shame,
nerves.
No game, no pain.
You still doing it. Irks my nerves. And I tell you, and you still do it.
Well, I think that's what defines me as a person. That's how I get my foot in the door.
Being defiant?
Yes, being defiant. It's the best way, guys. Always be defiant.
Oh, boy. Don't listen to him, y'all. Don't. Please don't.
But seriously.
But, yeah, when we first met, I was at NIAC because, you know, I used to attend NIAC College, and that's where you graduated from. And I was at NIAC visiting my friend, and we were sitting up on, I believe it was the 22nd floor. We were sitting up there, and her and I was just catching up from the summer because I haven't seen her in a good little while. And I was just updating her on my life and what's going on. And to my surprise, you knew her.
I knew everybody.
Yeah, that's why I said to my surprise, like it's really a surprise. But, you know, you knew her. And I had seen you around on campus when I used to attend there, but I never really spoke to you.
I was fine, wasn't I?
Honestly, I didn't even look at you like that.
I was fine. Guys, I was fine. She's lying. It's okay.
You were much skinnier than what you are now. I could have missed you in the street, you know? You were
wow,
a twink.
That was a burn for all the skinny guys in the world. She's coming for our lives. But it's okay. We still love her.
But, yeah, you knew my friend. I was talking to her. You butt into my conversation. You started knowing all my business, her business. I started knowing all your business. And how you was so in love with somebody and how I was over there trying to work it out with somebody else.
All right, yeah, so that's the story of a lifetime. We were both in relationships. My relationship was all the way on the other side of the country. Hers was right next door, but it seems like we were closer than they were.
Well, I mean, if you want to put it like that, because, you know, he asked me out to go to the movies, like, the following week with my friend trying to be smooth, and,
I just wanted a genuine, let's hang out. Why does it always have to be me trying to get the girl when it... No, I just wanted to go see a movie. And I don't even know what movie was playing. I just wanted to go see a movie. I like movies. I have the movie pass for AMC. And that's it. Come on. Movies are the best.
Yes, and I know all the stub members are over here shouting now. But, yeah, he wanted to go to the movies with my friend. And I stood him up the day of the move, the day we were supposed to go.
It's all right. I've gotten a lot of people stood me up in my life. I've lived.
Yeah. So that's how we met. I was just like, who the hell is this guy? That was my first impression because I thought he was just so disrespectful. But he's actually really wasn't being disrespectful. He was just being himself. So what did you think of me, sir?
What did I think of you?
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, who's this random person in the school that I've never seen before, but she claims she's seen me multiple occasions? Mm-hmm. That's what a stalker is, guys. Someone who you've never seen, but has seen you on multiple occasions, is a definition of a stalker.
No, it's just someone who pays attention to
their surroundings. No, it's a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Because I pay attention to my surroundings, too. But I was like, who's this person?
Mm-hmm.
And why are they hanging around someone that I know? I was like, well, you're with the people. I'm going to talk. Let's get to know each other. Blah. So we got to know each other. And we started, you know, talking, texting, whatever. It's, you know, but we didn't really start connecting until after my father passed away, sadly. But we connected on a deeper level than just laughs and giggles. And stuff. It was more of a godly spiritual connection, I should say.
Now, I'm gonna cut you off right there. I'm sorry. Because, you know, see, after his dad passed, we started getting more connected because he started becoming the stalker. Because at first, all he had was my phone number. And then he just found me on all levels of social media. So, he became the stalker, y'all.
It's not stalking when your phone pulls up suggested people.
Okay. I had his phone number for probably about 4 months at this time. If that was the case, it would have been in suggested a long time ago. You would have added me a long time ago.
What if I didn't want to add you a long time ago? What if I wanted to wait? You know, it says wait.
Wait up on the Lord.
Amen. you know. So I waited, and God showed me. Thank you very much. You're funny.
So, I mean, what was Valentine's Day like for you last year, understanding that over the years it's been what it's been for both of us?
It was alright.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed myself. Especially because I don't like Valentine's Day. I physically enjoyed myself. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the company of other. Can't say others because it was just one person. It was other. She is other. So, yeah. I enjoyed her company. It was a good movie. We saw Mary Poppins.
You remember.
Of course I remember.
Wait. No.
I'm lying. We saw Lego.
Exactly.
We saw the Lego movie. I do apologize. It was not Mary Poppins. It was the Lego movie. It was great because Batman did his thing.
Get it.
Nah, I remember. It. You know why I said it, Mary Poppins? Because that was the movie that we were just like over the hills about.
Yeah.
That was the second movie we went to see. Not a lot of guys remember the second movie. All right.
Well,
let alone
remember.
The first movie.
I was about to get you.
All right. But yeah, the first movie was the Lego movie. Mm-hmm. Second movie was Mary Poppins.
No, and Dominic. The first movie was Mary Poppins. The second one.
No, we just made that announcement. You just scolded me for saying that Mary Poppins was the first movie.
The second. You said Mary Poppins was the second.
You know what? I'm going to pull up my receipts. How about that? I have them. So,
okay.
Let's pull up my receipts.
Okay, he's
because
really going in.
If you pull up the receipts, you'll know which is which. But while I'm pulling up the receipts, what about you? Did you enjoy?
You know, I really did enjoy Valentine's Day last year because of the fact that for those of you who do read the Bible, the first book in the Bible is Genesis. And the word Genesis means new beginnings. And from Valentine's Day of last year, his name in my phone has always been Genesis. Because I believe that he was my new beginning due to the fact that no one has ever done what he's done to the extent of what he did on Valentine's Day. Nor did I even expect it, even though I was giving him something out of the kindness of my heart, genuinely just wanting to give him a Valentine's Day gift. So his name has been Genesis in my phone because he started something new. We started something new together, understanding that we had a bad taste in our mouth for something, and we decided to redefine it together. So in my eyes, that was like breaking chains to what our past was defined as, to now walking into newness. So, yeah, he's my Genesis, my new beginning.
So update, right, guys? On the 7th, we saw Mary Poppins.
Thank you.
But on the 14th, on Valentine's Day,
thank you,
we saw the Lego movie.
Thank you.
Whatever, I don't care. judge me all you want. Heathen.
We argue about this all the time.
We argue about who is right and who is wrong.
Yes.
All the time.
This is why I want to kill him.
So when you get into a relationship, just realize that you're going to be arguing about who is right and who is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared. Don't get mad. Just be like, all right, I learned my lesson and move on. So, and we've been talking a lot about...
It's going to be 20 years and we still arguing about this.
You're funny. We've been talking a lot about past,
mm-hmm,
and a lot about what are our generational stuff that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to segue real quick and be like, what is a generational curse that you would like to break, or that you have already broken? Speaking to the mic a little bit.
I think it's that's something. I think one that we did break was children before wedlock. I think another one that we broke was just I wouldn't even know if I consider this a generational curse, but I think it's more of the deframing of the mind and
old habits die hard.
Yeah, old habits die hard. Yeah, so it's like deframing of the mind, killing old habits of just thinking that your age defines your ability. in what you do. Because a lot of people inside family and outside of family were just like, you know, you're not ready, you're too young, you don't know what you're doing. So it's kind of like deferring that mind and the ability of just saying, like, just because I'm this old doesn't mean that I don't have the capability or the ability to do this. But because you think this way, I'm going to do it anyway and prove you wrong. Yeah. How about you?
You know, we've broken a lot of things, especially. I am a big advocate on family. I'm a really big advocate on family, and I've always wanted to start a family. And it, just like you said, it's been that thing that, you know, people start a family before they get married, if they get married at all. So that is really one of the biggest things. We got married, we got together, we got into a relationship, we became what we are now, instead of letting the child or a child define who we are. And I think that's the biggest thing. I'm not shaming mothers, single mothers.
Of course not.
Shaming single fathers. I'm not doing none of that. But for me in my house, it was different.
We shall serve the Lord.
You're funny. For me in my house, it was a little different because we weren't so gung-ho on having a child. We don't want a child for another 5 years. So fight me if you want to. I'll meet you outside at 3 o'clock.
I'll meet you.
But we wanted to first establish the groundwork, establish the foundation, establish the life that they would live before we had the life, right? And I salute anyone who's had a child before marriage. If you don't even want to get married, you had a child, I hats off to you, because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard being a single mother. It's hard being a single father. It's hard being parents in general.
Yeah.
So I hats off to you.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's hard. But everybody's different. Everybody has different views. It's not shaming or calling anyone out. It's just simply saying, for me and mine, we wanted something different from what we've already experienced with our fathers and our mothers and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, and something to break that generational tie, right? So that's it. Now, I have a real deep question. What is a soul tie that you had to break?
Oh, whoa, whoa. Ask that again. You can't be asking questions like that.
What do you mean? I said, what is a soul tie that you had to break?
I wouldn't call it a person, or I would call it more of a thing, because of the fact that I had to break the curse of being subject to what other people wanted out of me and really going for what I needed out of me.
Explain.
Because when I decided to step out and do what I knew God was calling me to do and what God was telling me to do, despite how others may have felt in that moment, I did it, and I've been doing it, and I've seen great blessings because of what I've done, endlessly. I've seen how, you know, the scriptures even say God will make your enemies not God will make your enemies make peace with you. I'm about to completely throw the scripture and chop it up. But in 1 Corinthians 20, you see the story of King Jehoshaphat being in power and how he was about to be taken over by 3 different regions. But the prophet came and just explained that, you know, the Lord said the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And I just see that, you know, like, my enemy is just making peace with me because of the fact that God is on my side. And even though they may not understand the totality of why I do certain things, it just flows because I was able to step up and stand my ground for what I believed in, and what I knew that God was telling me to do. What about you?
You know, soul ties are funny because they come in person, places, things.
Wait, what is a soul tie?
You know, that's a good question. What is a soul tie? So the dictionary says a bunch of things about soul ties, right? It says that a soul tie is a spiritual, emotional connection you have to someone after being intimate with them, usually engaging in sexual intercourse to the point that when you want to, you know, be rid of them from your mind and your life, even when you are far away from them and out of their presence, you still feel as if they are a part of you and a part of you is with them, right? But now I don't really think a soul tie is just, you know, sexual. Mm-hmm. I think of it as mental, emotional, yeah. physical. Mm-hmm. So you don't just have to have intercourse with the person to get a soul tie. It's, you know, the mm-hmm. connection that you have, the friendship that you have, the things that might not work, and it creates toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So I've, you know, I had a soul tie with one of my exes, and I, every time she would call Wolf, I would come running.
Call Wolf?
Yes, call Wolf. That's the simplest explanation. You know, the boy who cried Wolf. Every time she would call about something or someone or school, I would be the person she would call and run to.
Mm-hmm.
But I got tired of it because it was physically draining. It was emotionally taxing. It was spiritually, I was over it spiritually. Mm-hmm. I was skinny. I was not eating. I was malnourished. I was.
Is that when I saw you at night?
Yeah, probably. So I was dealing with a whole lot, and that was my soul tie. It wasn't because we had an intercourse of any type, but it was because she had a piece of me that I wanted back, and mm-hmm. that was my time, my energy, my money, my whole being. So yeah, that was my soul tie.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What else? We know what soul ties are. We've gotten the gist of that. We've talked about Valentine's Day and all this great stuff that has happened to us in the past. So, what are you expecting? What are we expecting in the future, in general?
I don't know, man. We talk about a lot of things on a day-to-day basis. We talked about what we wanted in 6 months, in a year. We know where we want to be in 5 years. We know certain things. So, it's just like, what exactly are you trying to hit on the head with?
I don't know. You know, because we have big plans, but mainly for family's sake. What are your future aspirations? What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do when you grow up? All these generic questions that you really, like, never ask. But I'm going to ask them because it's important to people. Like, what do you want to become? Because there are people in the world who want to be mothers. There are people in the world who want to be entrepreneurs. There are people in the world who want to be doctors, lawyers, philanthropists. They want to be all these things. So what do you want to be?
Well, I know that I am an entrepreneur. I'm not going to say what I want to be because you have to speak things as though they are. Don't look away from me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Continue.
I am an entrepreneur. I am a mother. I am a mother.
Of what?
That's, you said, I said I'm speaking things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A mother of what? Because we ain't having children for 5 years. So a mother of what?
You see, that's too much.
I'm just saying. A mother, they would want to know.
You ain't say nothing about entrepreneur, though.
But see, because they was like, if you say you're a mother, they're going to want to know where the child is, what you did with it. So you got to be real specific.
But ain't nobody going to be asking me about an entrepreneur just when I said that we going to speak things as though they are.
Nope.
Anywho.
A mother. An entrepreneur. An
entrepreneur. I would like to be a mother. Someday, one day. Technically, I got children. They ain't mine, though, but they mine.
Isn't that the great thing about the children you got? You can give them back at any time?
Yeah, send them back home.
So, that means...
What else do I want to be? I want to be in a place where...
I want to be the very best.
Apart from just being an entrepreneur, you can be an entrepreneur, but you ain't financially free. I want to be financially free. I want to be able to leave a legacy that my children can even build on, and their children can build on.
Legacy. That's cute. Legacy.
How about you?
So, well, me, it's different. I am a musician. I physically am a musician. I'm not speaking those things that are, you know, blah. I'm a physical musician. I'm a teacher.
I would hope you're a physical musician. You're
I'm an entrepreneur, blah, blah. Fight me. I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a teacher, I'm a musician, I am a student, I am a son, I am I am greatness, right? Cool. What I really strive to be is the best version of myself. So, you know, that's what I strive
to
be.
You over here being deep on me. I should have said that.
Oh, no, it's too late. You lost your opportunity. But she talked about legacy. What type of legacy are you willing to leave in order for you, in order for your name to be known, to be recognized, and not known by society, but known by your family, known by your kids? I realized that I want my family to realize that Daddy did this, and it wasn't because he was trying to be known and famous, but he was trying to spread the love that he was shown, that he received. Mm-hmm. Daddy was trying to do these things because he received these things, and he wanted to share his gifts that God has given. That's what I want, right? So it's a question, food for thought. You know, if you're thinking at work or wherever you are, in the car, in your school, on your job, all of it, think about what type of legacy are you willing to leave, or are you willing to make in order to satisfy or to create stepping stones for your future.
And also, in light of Valentine's Day, what are some things that you also need to let go of? Because in order to get to that next level, we need to get rid of some baggage.
Man, so it means I can't take some stuff on the plane?
No,
that
man.
Type of baggage? I mean, I gotta carry a carry-on, and I can't carry, like, a checked bag?
You can only have a personal.
I can only have a personal, that's so that means it. I gotta get rid of all the baggage from 2019 in order to move into my 2021.
Some of us are in 2020 with baggage from 2016.
You're right, so that means we gotta drop all of our baggage from 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, and right now, 2020, in order to get to no baggage and Hawaii 2021, right? So what baggage are you going to drop in order to get to your next victory, in order to get to your next miracle, in order to get to your next blessing, right? What type of thing are you willing to get rid of? What type of man is holding you back from your victory? What type of woman is stopping you from your blessing? What type of man, or what type of friend, what type of acquaintance, what type of enemy is preventing you from being where and who God called you to be? So these are things we want you to think about as we wrap up our first ever official tissue podcast, because we got y'all. We got y'all with the first one. We got y'all with the minute one. It was funny because we were laughing in the car. But
I had to apologize to the saints.
I didn't apologize, but it's okay. Those are things we want you to consider and we want you to think about as you prep for our next podcast, because that will be coming out soon. But we want you to enjoy this podcast on the light of Valentine's Day, and because the spirit of love is in the air, and because God's love is infinite and ultimate, and He's the creator of creators, all that great jazz. We just want this Valentine's Day for you to be one less baggage free. We want you to be one less baggage lighter. We want you to let go of the thing that was holding you back in 2015 so that you can let go of things in 2016 and let things in 2017. So just think about all that, and we thank you, we love you, and we will speak to you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and tell us what you want to hear next.
Want to keep up with our day-to-day lives? Follow us on IG @IamAnayaJ and _DomoSmith_.